Okay, what we're going to do here is build up a good general rock sound. I'm going to start with the dirty channel on the amp and the EQ set fairly flat. We'll take the gain up to about halfway, about number 5, and we'll hear what that sounds like. That gives us a good general sort of distortion sound. If we take the gain up a little bit further, up to around number 8, and hear what that sounds like, you can hear that it's starting to get a little bit too mushy. That's not particularly good because the individual notes aren't too well defined if you play them singly. If we take the gain down to about number 3 and hear what that sounds like. That's nice and defined. You can hear the individual notes, but it's not quite distorted enough for the rock sound that we're trying to get. So we'll leave the gain set at about halfway, and that gives us a good basic sound. What I want to do now is tweak the EQ a little bit. I'm going to add a bit extra bottom end, and also turn the treble up a little bit to bring out the top end from the distortion sound. I usually add a degree of reverb to whatever sound I'm using just to fill the sound out a little bit. What I'm going to do here is add a spring reverb effect set to about number 3 or number 4. Nothing too extreme because I'm going to be adding some delay onto the sound later which will fill the sound out even more. So let's take that basic distorted sound with a tweaked EQ, add a little bit of spring reverb and hear what that sounds like. Okay, that sounds quite good. What we're going to do next is take a delay sound set to about 300 milliseconds and with quite a number of repeats on it. We'll add that to give a bit more depth to the sound. We'll hear what that sounds like now. In particular, listen to the way that the last chord decays away. That sounds quite good. You can hear the way that the echoes from the delay added to the reverb add depth to the sound, and that makes it sound quite full. What I'm going to do now is, at the start of the effects chain, I'm going to add in an effect called a dynamic exciter. This is actually a fairly subtle effect, a lot more subtle than the name might suggest. And basically, all that's going to do is add a little bit more presence, a little bit more sparkle to the sound. So let's add that in and hear what that sounds like. Okay, so you can hear how that's built up to be a good general rock sound. Now what I'm thinking about doing is adding another effect, because what I want to do is use this as a rhythm sound in particular. What's quite useful for a rhythm sound is to have some sort of modulation effect in the rhythm part, and then for the lead part to play quite dry. Okay, to make this a usable rhythm sound, I'm going to add a flanger effect. Nothing too extreme, because I don't like the effect sound to detract from the notes that are actually being played. It's just something to add a little bit of wetness to the sound, give some contrast to the lead. So we'll add in a little bit of flanger and we'll hear what that sounds like. So there you go, that's a good general rock rhythm sound. Dynamic exciter at the start of the effects chain, distortion sound with a bit of extra bass and touch of extra treble on the EQ, flanger to add a bit of wetness to the sound, and some depth coming from the spring reverb and that digital delay. If you want to build up your own sounds, you don't have to follow this formula. You could try tweaking it, put in some effects of your own. Maybe you could try a different distortion sound, or try using a chorus effect instead of a flanger. You could add some compression at the start of the effects chain to fill the sound out even more. It's up to you. That's a starting point. That's how I built this particular sound up. So go off, experiment on your own, and have fun.